Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor, and, of course, former presidential candidate and national figure. Good morning, starting out of the GMI studios. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Very good.
Hey, what's the... Let me just start, because it's Friday. Let me just have some fun stuff here. I want to talk about...
Okay.
Well, you're the best at this stuff. I want to talk about the Durham Report. I honestly don't know a lot about it. We had Peter Navarro on yesterday, ironically, his new book, In Trump Time. Let's hold on a lot of that stuff. And I think the whole Russian collusion stuff is sort of falling apart. You won't see that on the national media at night. But, just, Mr. Mayor,
yeah, that's amazing.
Let me start with Donald Trump. Just if you had to look out as a political analyst, do you think he runs in 2024 or not, if you had to say today?
If I had to say today, I would say yes. And this is not an inside information. As far as I know, he hasn't told anyone he's running. And as far as I know, he hasn't made the decision to run. But he hasn't made the decision not to run. So he's carefully considering, judging by just his attitude, you know. I'd say yes. I mean, let's say if the election were this next November, he would be running right now.
Rudy Giuliani, good
why not? I mean, look, yeah. if you look at the situation, I once had this situation. I was defeated the first time I ran for mayor, and I thought I'd run for governor, not mayor again. And my opponent, who won, did such a bad job, it virtually was demanded that I run. So I think Biden's doing, you can't almost describe how bad it is. It's making him think, oh my goodness, this is terrible. Look at my country. Look what's happening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you have to feel almost a sense of patriotism requiring you to serve, because he is kind of a unique. It would be hard to find another Trump,
mm-hmm.
meaning having the guts to do what has to be done. I know what has to be done, and I know it, unfortunately, a lot better than I knew it, you know, 5 years ago, or he knew it.
Right.
That whole damn deep state has to be cleaned out. I mean, Washington needs. You got to fire about 10,000 people.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Rudy Giuliani. Good morning, Hampshire. We had, as I said, we had someone you know, Peter Navarro, on. He was one of the longest serving. And you stayed loyal to the president and still are, I mean, the former president. But Peter was on his book. I don't want to talk about him per se in Trump time.
Oh, we can talk. It's a great book. I recommend people reading it. It's a fabulous. Peter was a comrade. I shouldn't say comrade. That's the Biden administration. But, I mean, he was fabulous. Well, maybe the best guy in the administration.
Well, one thing you stuck to and he stuck to after the election was trying to go back and show where votes were in question, or trying to, as they say, litigate the outcome. One thing that I respectfully sparred with Peter yesterday, I'm going to say this to you because I've had you on my show before, respect what you've done in the past, your service to the country, especially during the 9/11 and mayor of New York, and it was a national moment, so thank you still to this day and forever for that. But, Mr. Mayor, I personally believe, and Peter asked me about this, and I referenced the Kennedy-Nixon race where there were certainly questions on whether or not whether or not Kennedy had really won that. Of course, you know about Chicago, you know about his old man, but the point is, I said to Peter, who was president? Doesn't matter. If the Patriots lost a Super Bowl to the New York Giants and it was a bad call at the end of the game and everyone knew it and the trophy went to the Giants, it didn't matter what the Patriots think 2 or 3 years from now. It doesn't matter if the point is the results are the results. So my point is this. He was talking about going back still if you need this, 36%. I said, look, if Donald Trump wants to help the midterms and run again, or anyone, the best thing is to focus on issues today, the border, inflation, Biden's performance, like you just said, and you probably win. If you keep going back, you may have 35% of the people agree with you, but you're not going to appeal to 65%. So look forward, not backwards. Am I right or wrong?
Well, you're right to a certain extent. But, I mean, look, I conceded an election that I was never sure if it was stolen or not. I certainly had the evidence that could have been brought to court. I thought I would have no chance in a Democrat court. Look, you got to understand these cities that they picked to steal votes were all crooked cities. They weren't picked. Wasn't accidental. And I more than anyone else, knew what they did. I figured it out. I mean, I knew exactly the plan that the Democrats had. The day after the election, when I arrived in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia at the request of Corey Lewandowski and Pam Bondi, who were being really mistreated by the sheriff there, I walked in, and I see a big pen, like you put cows in. I'd never seen this before. I've been an election inspector myself when I was a kid, and I've inspected absentee ballots. It's a time-honored tradition. Americans will remember it from the 2000 election with a Republican on one side, a Democrat on the other, and they keep objecting, right? The law requires that because there's no other way to validate a paper ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 780,000 paper ballots got counted in that room, and not a single Republican got a chance to look at it. And they were kept behind pens like cows.
Yep.
And when Corey and Pam got an order from a judge, who probably has been fired since then, that they could see it, the sheriff delayed them for an hour so that the Democrats could go to a higher court that has five Democrats and two Republicans, and they reversed it immediately. Then I started calling Pittsburgh, same thing. Detroit, same thing. Go on and on, five cities, they all have pens. I said to myself, every one of these Democratic leaders didn't wake up on election morning and say, gee, we need pens. Somebody
right.
decided to go buy a lot of pens and make sure that Republicans didn't get to look at any of that paper. Now, why would they do that? For fun?
Well, I have in my possession
500 affidavits from American citizens, not me, not Peter Navarro, not the president, ordinary Americans who witnessed fraud. I have an affidavit from an employee of the city of Detroit,
but
two of them, who were taught how to cheat. And the courts would not listen to it.
In the interest of time, because I want to get to the Russian collusion stuff, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, I am not saying you don't have points with merit. I'm not saying shenanigans didn't happen. They probably happen every election. And I think in the pandemic and a lot of the early stuff.
But I accept Biden's presidency. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, so going forward, don't you agree that the best way to win a chamber in this midterm and
100%
in a couple of years from now, 2024, and take back the White House is to talk about the things that the Virginia voters looked at. Don't tell parents they don't have a place in their kids' education. Don't say the border doesn't matter. Inflation matters. China matters. That's where I think you win. Hey, real quickly, Russia collusion. 2 years it hampered the Trump presidency. Special counsel investigation. All the stuff, the dossier, it's all blowing up. I don't see it on NBC, CBS, ABC. I don't see it at all. And the other one is the Durham Report. What? Just give us a final minute or two on this stuff.
Well, I mean, the Durham Report, you can go to my podcast. Here's a little plug. Rudy'sCommonSense.com. I have a two-part edition. The second one's coming out today. I chart it. I explain it the way I would explain it as a prosecutor. That thing is filled with crimes. It's a treasure trove. It's almost like a little short story that explains, really, that Hillary Clinton paid over $1.1 million in order to develop a false narrative, and they chose Russian collusion on Trump, in order to take the emphasis off her crimes, off her destroying 33,000 emails, smashing up servers, lying. Brennan writes that in a note to Obama. In mid 2016, I think June. So then it's repeated again in another note on January 5th of 2017.
Right.
And then there's a meeting involving Obama, Biden, Susan Rice, Clapper, Brennan, and they all decide to carry it on. I mean, they couldn't take him out in the election, and they followed Peter Strzok's advice, which was, you know, we got a plan to stop him. It didn't work.
Yep.
Then we have an insurance policy to take him out. So they took this Russian collusion thing that they had already investigated.
Right.
And Strzok had concluded there was no evidence to it.
Weren't a lot of those federal FISA warrants based on that false stuff?
Yeah, that's why Comey should be in jail.
Yeah. Hey, before I let you go.
I mean, you'd be in jail.
You have folks up here that think fondly of you. This is a state you spent a lot of time in, Rudy Giuliani. Before I let you go, good morning, Hampshire, on a Friday. Hope you're well. What about you and your own legal challenges? You've been under this probe for a while.
The truth always prevails, and I have plenty of evidence. I didn't do anything wrong. I did everything by the book, as they say. And I've been a lawyer too long to do anything stupid. And they, you know, they'll charge anybody with anything. I can't believe how dishonorable and crooked the Democrat Party has become. It really needs to be cleaned out. If I were a Democrat, I'd vote Republican this time to clean up my party.
Now, let me ask you this. If hypothetically, as I've said to friends, if the same federal investigators wanted to look at Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, anyone in the world for the last X number of years, as you said, they can find something. And let's just say there's not a lot found on you, but they charge you. What about the legal cost? Can you recoup those if you're proven innocent?
The legal costs are very substantial. They really are. They're crushing. The reality is they're not going to find anything. And they're not. I mean, they've been looking for 2.5 years. They took my. They've had my iCloud account, which they took secretly, and I believe illegally, without telling me, while I was representing the president. They took my iCloud account, and they've been over it now for 2 years.
Yeah.
They can't figure out how to even put together a phony charge.
All right, listen, we got to run.
You have to understand, I was a prosecutor for 17 years.
Oh, I know.
From then on, I conducted my life like I pay extra taxes, just in case.
Yep. And you, by the way, I remember the U.S. attorney. I mean, your background on the prosecutor side, it's been stuff of movies. Hey, I got to let you go. What's your podcast again for our listeners?
Rudy'sCommonSense.com. You just hit subscribe. It's for free. And there's a great outline right now of the Durham thing with a great chart. Same kind of chart I used to use when I put the mafia in prison.
I remember. I've seen the documentary. Rudy Giuliani, have a great Friday. We'll get you back again soon. Good
Thank
morning,
you.
New Hampshire, GMI
it.
Studios.
It looks beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.